It is presently 25:04:12 at 07:07. This is an extemporaneous recording provided by the Mary Baker Eddy Institute. Website is mbeinstitute.org. Should you have any questions or anything you would like to discuss, please contact us via Telegram. And if you send a message through our contact page with your Telegram telephone number and the name in which it is registered, we'll be happy to contact you utilizing Telegram, which is a free voice and text service. The software is free, as well as its usage, and is available at telegram.org. The service provides text, voice, and file transfer. It can be installed on a cell phone and/or a computer. The phone calls and text and files are encrypted, and it provides both privacy and security. The topic for this recording is genocide, G-E-N-O-C-I-D-E. The definition from dictionary.com is as follows: the deliberate and systematic extermination of a national, racial, political, or cultural group. The Noah Webster 1828 dictionary does not provide a definition for this particular word. The 1828 dictionary is the most accurate and definitely the most spiritual that we are aware of. It was the standard used by Mary Baker Eddy for the American English language. I shall repeat the definition of genocide. It's a noun. The deliberate and systematic extermination of a national, racial, political, or cultural group. A genocidal activity describes the attempt of evil to eradicate good. In a recording entitled "Evil Triumphs When Good Men Do Nothing," permitting genocidal activity to take place is a perfect example of an evil triumph. Do really good men prefer evil to be victorious? If so, then we need to redefine the term good men. A better term would be cowards. A coward permits evil to triumph without doing anything about it. Evil groups have had a long-term plan of reducing world population by 94%. That equates to 7.8 billion people being genocided, terminated, murdered. That would leave a remaining population of 500 million. The population of the Republic of America, otherwise known as the United States of America, is 343 million. If evil achieves its objective, everyone left would fit in an area that would handle 157 million. 343 million in America, United States, and 157 million spread around the rest of the world. If that doesn't wake up these cowards to do something about it, I don't know what would. We shouldn't really change the name of good men to cowards. We should reclassify the men that do nothing as cowards. Because there are a lot of good men. And by men, I don't mean a masculine man. I'm talking about a generic name for men and women. All people, all adults. Whatever adults, whether it's a man or a woman, that does nothing to save the world, they're cowards. If they are doing something constructive to save the world, then they're real men and women. They're ideas of God. A man came running up to Jesus, as is recorded in Matthew 19 and Luke 18. He kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and thy mother." And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all these have I observed from my youth." Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, "One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me." And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Mary Baker Eddy has stated, "The good we do and embody gives us the only power obtainable." Are we willing to do good? Not be a coward, but do good things? Do good things for everyone, our neighbor, including ourselves? By doing something constructive to help rid the world of evil. Since the president has come to the forefront as of January 20, 2020, 25. He has set up a new department called the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. And he has appointed one of the most intelligent people walking on earth to be in charge of that department. Today, being April 12, it is only 8 days short of 3 months. And in that period of time, the DOGE team has uncovered billions and billions of waste, inefficiency, and outright corruption. It has really led to trillions of dollars, but all of that has not yet been detailed. In the header of the website, there is a button that you can click that says DOGE, and that will take you directly to the government website, which will give you detailed information about the wonderful things that have been accomplished since January 20, 2025. About 2.5 months. There was other work that was going on along this line ever since the president took office in January 2017. And from then until January 2021, he had accumulated through research approximately 300,000 indictments against individuals who had committed serious crimes against America. Many of them were treasonous, which brings the death penalty. More are being added every day. And as of now, there's at least 20,000 that are being detained by the military. There have been many that have been executed. So, draining of the swamp has been taking place, and there are many that were involved in genocidal activities that are included in this group. But it is not over. There is much to be done, and every single individual can assist in doing it. And they will, if they're not cowards. One of the major parts of corruption is abuse of children. Terrible abuse of children. Selling children is one of the biggest money makers for the corrupt individuals of the world. And they're either buying them or selling them. Anyone and everyone that wants to transform their life into a higher level of spirituality, which means cultivating the ability to heal themselves as well as other people, if they have an interest in doing that, must do one thing above everything else, and that is to cultivate and live a life of giving. I would estimate that almost 100% of the people, certainly more than 99%, are takers. They think about themselves, and they do everything possible to get something for nothing. Very sad, but true. We're friends with an organization that sends out 2,000 emails a week with some historic Bible lessons that were done between 1910 and 1920. 100 years ago. Because the quality of things that were done around Mary Baker Eddy's time are as good as you can get. They do this as a free service. And I ask the lady that does it, how much time does it take each week to do it? Because they send a weekly email. And she said, oh, about 4 or 5 hours. And that includes the time in correcting email addresses for those who had changes and so forth. And I said, how many of them send you a thank you or call you to thank you? She laughed. She said, we're lucky if we get one or two. I said, is the record of donations any better than that? She laughed again. She said, no. But we keep doing it. Well, what do you think? Wouldn't you think out of 2,000 people that are all Christian Scientists and all requested the Bible lessons to be sent to them would be a group of serious Christian Science students? I would think that would be a very good sampling. In fact, it probably is a higher percentage than the rest of the world. I mean, we know that they're serious about studying the Bible and Mrs. Eddy's writings. There you go. We are a world of takers. Takers. Was Jesus a taker? What did he tell the man that ran up to him and kneeled and pleaded for an answer on how he could establish a pathway to eternal life? He was obeying the commandments. There was a fuller expression of love that was needed. The part that is given to others. He was apparently living a life on the path that was straight and narrow, but he wasn't incorporating in his life the Spirit. He had the letter, but not the Spirit. We must live a life of not only following the letter, but incorporating the Spirit in everything we do. When Jesus was asked, "What is the greatest commandment of all?" He said, "Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And the second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself." Love, love, love. Everything Jesus had to say was love when they asked him, "What is the greatest?" If we are cowards and do nothing when there's something that should be done, are we going to be a good man? And of course, that's generic. It includes women. Are we going to be a good adult? Are we going to be a coward? Are we going to do nothing, or are we going to do something? Were we an average student in school? I'm thinking of even just the 12 years, or you can include college or any other school you had. Were you just an average performer? Were you just a sheep? Or were you a leader? Were you striving for something better, like a B? Or how about an A? The Bible says we should tithe. That means a tenth part. A lot of people interpret that to mean 10% of your income after taxes. That's average. And it should be before taxes. If you're an average person, if you're a C performer, then that's what you should do. If you want to be a B student, you got to be talking a higher percentage. An A student, much higher. But is money the only thing you should think about? You have 1,440 minutes a day. How many of them are you contributing to God? The incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind. The God that is the great I am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, and love. All-substance, intelligence. The definition of good is God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, omniaction. And omniscience includes omniintelligence, omniwisdom, and omniknowing. Everything in life that is worthwhile provides both the letter and the spirit. One needs to know what they are doing, and they must have the correct spirit, the atmosphere, the attitude that surrounds the activity. When Mary Baker Eddy would ask someone to do something, if they didn't have the correct spirit, she would say, "Never mind." In other words, it's better not to do it than to do it where you don't appreciate the reason for it to be done and have a loving attitude about it. One time when one of Mrs. Eddy's students came to visit her, she asked him, "What do you do if you're walking down the street and you see a stray dog? Or you see someone in need, maybe in a wheelchair or maybe a homeless person or whatever the case may be. Could be an accident. What do you do?" He was silent, just like I was silent there. He didn't know how to respond. He didn't make any response. So finally, Mrs. Eddy asked him, "Are you a Christian Scientist?" Then he realized that there was a problem. Because he was like everyone else. He just went about his own business. Me, me, me. Take, take, take. And then he said, "No, Mrs. Eddy, I'm not a Christian Scientist." It was a wake-up call. He knew what he should be doing, but he wasn't doing it. What do you think the world would be like if everyone would give every time they saw a need? Now, maybe they don't know anything about Christian Science, and so therefore they don't have the benefit that a Christian Science student would have, nor would the ones that had the need be blessed in such a comprehensive way. But if they just did the practical things that were obvious, can you imagine what the world would be like? Mary Baker Eddy prophesied the circumstances that we are facing right now. Over 100 years ago, she said, if Christian Scientists do not do their work, if they don't live the life of what a Christian Scientist should be living, then civilization will be facing longest, deepest, most serious dark ages that civilization has ever known. And here we are. 100+ years later, we're right here. Everyone needs to cultivate a world of giving instead of a world of taking. Is it difficult to see the problem and how easy the solution is staring us right in the face? Love. It's all love versus hate. Mary Baker Eddy gave us an article, "Love Your Enemies." She said, "Who is your enemy except someone who you have in your thought as an enemy?" Shakespeare says there is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. What kind of thinking are we going to do? One of the most brilliant Christian Scientists by the name of Frederick L. Rawson said that Christian Science is a science of right thinking. Mary Baker Eddy says that we are inundated with evil thoughts because they're floating around in universal thought. We must individually do our part to feed spiritual thoughts into the universe of thoughts and eradicate evil thoughts. If we do our part and be an example, we will see that it will have a positive influence on others. Smile. You will find that people smile back. Think good thoughts, and you will be able to recognize good thoughts that other people are projecting out into the universe. We have one major problem. One word describes it. The topic of this recording: genocide. I would like to look at genocide as being an activity of evil, not an activity of an individual, no matter how obvious it may seem to be. During the election in 2016, and again in 2020 and 2024, genocide was extremely active. The effort was to genocide honesty in the electoral process. All three of those elections, and many, many more over the last 200 years, have been corrupt. We have been very fortunate that the one that is in office right now and the one that was in office beginning in 2017 was as a result of us knowing what the evil was trying to do, and we were able to overcome it through mechanical means. If we would have had honest elections, there would be 100 honest senators and 435 honest congressmen that are representatives, for a total of 535 honest people. The way it is, we are far from that. Every time there is something really important, there is a way to individually be involved. And we have published that on our website many times. And right now, the same thing can be done. There are individual steps that can be taken by every adult individual that is not a coward, that will neutralize evil and make positive steps toward improving civilization for all humanity. We post these on the website. And if there is nothing that you see that is obvious, follow the instructions that were given at the beginning of this recording on making contact with us. And we will tell you individually what can be done. We provide the metaphysical part by giving you treatments that are in accordance with the system of divine metaphysics that Mary Baker Eddy has provided in the textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. And we will even give you some jumpstart recommendations tailored so you can relate to it. There are no words that can adequately express the importance of action being taken immediately. It is expected that if you are still listening to this recording, that you are not a coward, but you are someone that respects civilization enough that you want to have a part in making it better. All the tools that are needed are provided, including voice communications. I am totally grateful for everyone that has written anything that I have read on the topic of Christian Science. In particular, at the top of the list from the Bible is Christ Jesus. Paul provided so much good also. And obviously, in terms of translating the Bible to see its spiritual import, is Mary Baker Eddy and other advanced students of Christian Science, to name just a few: Frederick L. Rassen, Wentworth Winslow, Joel Goldsmith, Albert Einstein gave some good words, Clara Barton. She was the founder of the American Red Cross. Everyone has provided to the world that has made a genuine effort to do so things of value. And I very much appreciate every single one. I will close with a Diapason of Heaven, which is a short prayer treatment by Mary Baker Eddy that she provided to her class of 1898 in the Metaphysical College, and those who graduated from that class received a CSD degree, Doctorate of Christian Science, and everyone in that class was individually invited by Mary Baker Eddy. So anything that we gain from what has been published on that is of great value. So I will close with a prayer treatment by Mary Baker Eddy. This is the Diapason of Heaven with a focus on love. Declare often, love is my God, and my God is love. good is my God, and my good is love. Love is my God, and my love is good. Love is my principle, and my principle is love. Love is the law of my being. Divine love is enthroned in my consciousness as my God. This is the Word of God. Amen.